in particular the expression of the cup, and how much in Scripture is linked with that. We often, I suppose in every meeting, we read different portions of the Psalms. Not only the Messianic Psalms, but in many little Psalms, even in the prophets, there are terms and expressions of what the Lord suffered, the depth of his sorrow, of his suffering, all that he passed through, the stripes, his back was plowed with whips. The crown of thorns was mentioned this morning. Well, all those things are also prophetically spoken of. We read them at the time when we come together in remembrance of the Lord. And I just think of those various expressions where really the spirit, the inner movements of the heart of the Lord. In the Gospels, we see the facts as they're described, and we can dwell upon them. In the Psalms, we see the inner motives that moved the Lord in all of those trying circumstances, all that was heaped upon him. As was said here, there was the attacks he had from the outside, from the world, the unbeliever. But there was that from the inside, from within. But then there were sufferings that he endured, as the hymn writer puts, when it speaks of Jesus' walk and ways. But then it goes on to say, the frankincense was his. There was that which God could enter into, the depths to which he suffered. Who could feel it as the one who gave his son for us? But the Spirit of God desires our contemplation of this. And how beautiful when you find in a meeting and you find a brother gets up and he reads one verse and it says, moved our hearts to praise and worship, for we see our blessed Lord, what he went through in order to redeem us, to bring us into the enjoyment of this. That was the price he paid. This too, remember me.
Just to add to that, because if we see the order in 1 Corinthians, it might come to the point that we might do it mechanically, and we might do it right. But even there is a matter of a heart affection. Because he said, in like manner, again, how exact it is that the same as in Luke, the same person does it the same way. He said, this is my body, as we have heard, for you. This is the affection again, bring before our eyes again, that love that had gave all that love could give. For you, this is my body for you. And then we spoke about, so the affection comes here. The Corinthians are hearing, they're thinking about themselves, and here is the apostle telling them, the Lord said, this is for you. Think of that. Take your eyes completely off yourself and think of him because he thought of you. I want to add just another point to the matter of the cup. He said, this cup is the cup of the new covenant. We have heard already the explanation that there is a blessing coming, not only for the nation of Israel, but for the whole world as a result of the work of Christ. How great is the work of Christ? Sometimes you think it's, yes, it is for me. It is my body for you. But you know what? It goes even beyond that. The whole universe of bless is going to be enjoyed as a result of the cup of the new covenant, of the work of the new covenant that he accomplished for Israel. Yes, the near interpretation, it is the nation of Israel, Jeremiah 31:31, the new covenant. You and I enjoy it today in the moral sphere, But I want to look at the cup also for our affection. He said, this cup is the cup of the New Testament or the New Covenant. The idea of a covenant, the idea of a testament is the idea of a will. When you write a will, it goes, this is my will in testament. Will and testament go hand in hand. And when you open my will, what you will find out? You will find out what was in my heart for you. That's what you will find out. You might be happy, you might not. But you will find out what was in my heart for you. And there you find what is the will of God in the cup. This is the will of God in the New Testament, in the New Covenant. The will of God toward you and I is what? His heart open out for love and blessing. That is your portion and mine. Again, what kind of response would you have? Yes, there is order. Yes, his lordship is there. But also it's a matter of affection and love. That it is my body for you. And when you look at to my heart, what is my will for you is blessing. That's what the Lord have for us. A matter of blessing, the matter of joy. It doesn't mean that you're going to have the health and wealth and the material things. That's not really the idea. But the idea of the joy to know that Jesus loves me. This I know. This is really what he's in heart toward me in the cup of the New Covenant.
There are many translations which we have, and I just want to mention the point. When it speaks of the loaf, it says that he took bread, having given thanks, says, this is my body which is for you. Many translations says, which is broken for you. And we know that scripture declares that not a bone was broken in the Lord Jesus Christ. So there is nothing that was broken with him. It is, as have been said, it is, was given, was for you. Now if we jump down to verse 26, we find there, the bread and the wine announce his death. So the death of the Lord Jesus Christ comes to bear upon us also. So we can't just do one. You can't just do the loaf, eat the loaf, and say we have done it. But that's why it says here, as often as you eat and drink. So if I, you know, I've seen many practices in the past where there are those who are late, and the loaf already passed, and they'll drink the cup. And so the question will come to bear. Did they remember, did they announce the death of the Lord Jesus Christ? But the scripture says, as often as you eat and drink, you announce. So one of the things we do when we come together to this great supper is that we announce it. I've been told that many people have gotten saved at the remembrance meeting by just looking on. So the importance of the loaf and the cup comes to bear upon us. That we must do that in reverence. We must do it with a heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. Under his authority, the Lord's Supper, we are to enter into it without seriousness. Not to just run in unprepared. And we spoke about preparedness before. And then I'm sure we'll get in Acts where it speaks to how often do I do it. You know, we have those who do it once a month, once every 3 weeks, but Acts brings out differently, doesn't it?